Sheffield Farms. Hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? That's right. It's the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield vitamin D, homogenized milk, and other fine dairy products. And now let's have a welcome for your Sheffield quizmaster, the genial gent who pays you to guess who, Happy Felton.
I want to be happy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How about those beautiful bums? They won again today. Yes! All right. Okay. You giant rooters, just keep quiet now. That's all right. Here we go. I'm glad to see you and welcome to Guess Who. Was out with my wife this afternoon. She wanted to go shopping on Fifth Avenue. I told her I'd double anything she wanted, so we went shopping on 10th Avenue. She bought a new fall hat, and this is something you have to see. Has no feathers, no flowers, no brim, no veil. All it has is the price tag hanging down over one eye. Well, I had to leave her when I saw that hat, so in order to get to the studio, I had to get a cab. New York taxis sure are in terrible condition. Some of the cabs are so old, they look worse than the driver's pictures. This cab I got into was really a wreck, and we kept following another taxi. So I said, must you follow that cab driver? He said, who's following it? He's towing us. Well, on 40th Street, the cab broke down, so I had to find a new one. So I stood on a corner, whistling, waving a handkerchief with an empty cab pulled up. I said, I'm Happy Felton. Will you take me to WOR? He said, I'd like to, Mr. Felton, but my back seat is broken. He said, I don't care how you feel. I got to get to the studio. So he brought me here, and you're here, and I'm here, and now we're going to play Guess Who? The game where our seven contestants, chosen from the theater audience, hear recordings of various voices and try to guess who they are. A winning guess pays off $10. A miss only two, either way signaled by the beautiful sound, if a hasty one, of the Sheffield dollars dropping into the big Sheffield milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock, set to ring sometime when some lucky contestant is at the mic. And when that happens, said contestant will receive, with the compliments of Sheffield Farms, a lovely 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk payola at the end of the show. And since no one won it last week, the payola tonight is full with 75 silver dollars so far. Here's Joe Ripley now with contestant number one.
Happy, meet Mrs. Darcy Rigney of Green Acres, Washington.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. Mrs. Darcy Rigney of Green Acres, Washington. That's the state of Washington?
Yes, sir.
You're married, Mrs. Rigney?
Yes, sir.
And what do you do for a living?
Well, I drove a truck for about 4 years for the Navy.
Drove a truck for the Navy?
Yes, sir.
What does your husband do?
He's in the Army. He's discharged, but he hasn't got home yet. Expect him home shortly.
And you've been doing that? Do you like driving a truck?
Yes, sir.
What's the capacity weight your truck can carry?
Oh, well, some of them about 6,000 pounds.
You couldn't take me any place. I'm sorry. How many people, tell me, do you run over in a week?
Well, I try not to run over any.
Well, you ought to try New York City. You could improve your average here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You did. Now tell me, do you have nice neighbors out in Washington, Mrs. Rigney?
Very nice.
Ever borrow anything from each other?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, I tell you the truth, I guess they usually borrow from me because I'm a little heavy and I go light on the sugar, so they usually know I have a little sugar to spare, and they come over and borrow from me.
Come over with a cup and buy some sugar, huh?
Yes, sir.
How's your landlord? You got a good landlord?
Well, my mother's a landlord, so it's all right.
Oh, well, you're all right then. My landlady and I are having a little trouble. She came up to me and she said, I'd like to raise your rent. And I said, my dear girl, I've been trying to raise it all month myself. How long have you been married, Mrs. Rigney?
About 7 years.
That's longer than Tommy Manville's last one, isn't it?
Well, I think he's still married, the last one, isn't he?
I haven't heard any news about it, and we won't even discuss it anymore.
Well, I haven't heard for sure myself, but I think he's still married to the last one.
He may be. I haven't been in touch with Tommy recently. He's been married so many times, he never goes to Niagara Falls anymore.
No.
Just stays home and lets the shower run. Now, tell me, Mrs. Rigney, visiting here in New York, did you get to see any of our Broadway stage shows?
Well, no. I've seen a few broadcasts.
You have? Have you seen any of the movies that are around?
No, I haven't.
Where do you like to sit when you go to the movies?
Oh, about in the middle of the
halfway
ground floor.
Down.
Yes.
Halfway down, huh?
Uh-huh.
Took my mother-in-law to see the new Boris Karloff picture the other night, and we sat in the first row. First time Boris Karloff was ever frightened. Mrs. Rigney, it's time for you to make some of that Sheffield moo here now. We're not talking about cows there. That's money, I mean. Your record is that of a very suave, foreign-born movie star who you've seen in a great many mystery films. 10 Sheffield silver dollars. You listen and guess who, Mrs. Rigney?
Elementary, my dear old dog. No less weight would have been sufficient to break that age, Duff and Ivy. Now, the distance above the ground of the first brick stipulates a leg span of at least such height. And only the most extraordinary development of the flexor and extensor muscles of the upper arm, such as is commonly acquired at Hartley.
Mrs. Rigney, you look puzzled, and I want
to
tell you...
Oh, I know who the voice
record,
is, but I can't think of the name.
That record was from the soundtrack of the new picture, A Scandal in Paris, that's playing at the Globe Theater. And this fella is foreign-born, I said, you know?
Oh, I know
born
his
in
voice,
Russia.
But I can't think of his name.
He recently completed his second bestseller mystery novel. He's a writer as well. He made pictures... he made a series of pictures in which he played a fella called the Saint.
Oh, he was in the picture where there's in the Casbah and... Oh, I know, but I can't get his name.
Now, wait a minute. The Casbah. You still have a few moments. Try to... Sorry, Mrs. Rigney. That was George Sanders.
Oh.
George Sanders. So you were wrong.
I was wrong, but it sounded like the other fellow.
It did. Well, you have $2 for having him sound like the other fellow, and we'll add the rest of your 10 to the jackpot, and you'll have a chance at that later. Right. Thank you, Mrs. Rigney. All right, step right up here, young fella. We've got the Navy with us tonight, and your name and rating, please, sir.
Charles Beale, Seaman, First Class, sir.
And where's your home?
In Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
What are we waiting for? The Navy's here tonight. Where are you stationed, Charlie?
I was just discharged last month. I'm here in New York on kind of a vacation.
You having fun in New York?
I certainly am, Happy.
Had a chance to eat in some of our New York restaurants?
One. I always pick seafood restaurants.
You like seafood restaurants?
Yes, sir.
I went into a seafood restaurant the other day. It had an awful lot of flies in it, though. Called the manager over, and I said, I can't stand all these flies. He said, all right, fatty, you point out the ones you don't like, and I'll chase them out.
That's pretty
Tell
good.
Tell me, how long were you in the Navy, Charlie?
I was in 13 months, Happy.
13 months. Where were you located? What was your job?
First, I was a furnace tender.
Furnace tender?
Groton, Connecticut. And then I was an aviation machinist mate in Quonset Point, Rhode Island, Air Base.
Did you get out of the country?
No, I did not.
Well, you didn't get any ribbons or anything to wear, huh?
No.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Nice to see you young fellas up here. I know a sailor who has an extra set of medals, and he wears them on his pajamas. They're just there to impress the girls he meets in his dreams. You don't have to worry about that, Charlie. Tell me, being in the Navy, you never gamble, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, you do? What a surprising answer. Oh, my goodness. What kind of gambling do you...
Well, we usually get a poker game started after payday.
Poker game. Poker's
yes.
Your game, huh?
Too good at it.
No, you're not?
No, I know.
Well, you said that with an embarrassed grin. Why? Are you one of those fellows that tries to fill in an inside straight?
No, maybe I'm one of the guys that don't try to fill in one.
And that's the reason you're keep looking at me, Charlie. Don't be embarrassed. Most sailors gamble a little bit. I had dinner at a Navy base once, and they had for vegetables, they served diced carrots. 2 minutes, everybody in the joint was shooting craps for the dessert. And I didn't win it, by the way. Charlie, did you like your life in the Navy?
It was a good experience.
Good experience. What do you want to do now that you're out?
I'm going to college next year.
You are? Where would you like to go, Charlie?
Tennessee State College.
Good for you. Good for you. We're going to give you a little money to get you down there now. I want to tell you, my brother didn't like the Navy at all. Captain came up to him when he was inspecting the ship one day. He found my brother crawling around on all fours. So what's the meaning of this? Why are you crawling around? My brother said, it's your orders, sir. I just heard the command. All hands on deck. Woo! All right, Charlie. Here's your record now. Charlie Beale of Tennessee, and I want you to win some money. Your record is that of a girl who became famous because she sang about her boyfriend. $10 if you guess who this is.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heaven's above. You make my sad heart.
She used to sing with Orrin Tucker in his orchestra, just a little wee girl.
Opie.
No, not Sophie. Forget that and start over again. Just a little wee girl. Her last name...
Baby Snooks?
No, it's not Baby Snooks. Wait a minute. Her last name, she's neither a butcher nor a candlestick maker. What's her name? What? Everybody knows, and they're all trying to tell you they love you, Charlie. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Bonnie Baker, Charlie.
I don't know.
Got a chance at the jackpot anyway. Give them the $2 and add the other $8 to the milk payola. Thank you, Charlie Beale. Sorry you didn't win it. Ah, Joe, come here a minute. I just heard your friend Eddie bought a bridge.
Oh, happy. You don't mean Eddie fell for the old Brooklyn Bridge gag?
No. This bridge he got from his dentist. Had to have a lot of teeth pulled.
Oh, that poor guy. Seems to me he spends about half his life in the dentist chair, happy.
Yeah, no wonder he groans every time he hears somebody sing "The Yanks Are Coming."
Just to think.
You're the only one that laughed, Joe.
He might have avoided a lot of that trouble, you know, by drinking milk.
Drinking milk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean on account of milk having a lot of calcium?
That's right, Happy. We must have calcium for sound, healthy teeth. And milk is not only our best source of calcium, it's about the only way we can get it easily in sufficient quantities. Sure, you got a little in vegetables and eggs, but you'd have to eat 20 pounds of tomatoes or 3 dozen eggs to get as much calcium as you get in 1 quart of milk. And then, too, Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk can do a better job of building sound teeth and strong bones, because the added vitamin D helps you make full use of that calcium. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk is rich in other minerals, proteins, and vitamins, too, essential for strong muscles, energy, and all-round good health. And, man, how you'll go for that smooth, rich, satisfying flavor. It's good drinking anytime. So from now on, keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Thank you, Joe. And here's another Joe waiting to talk to us here. This is Joe Ripley, and I want you to meet Joe Burke.
Joe, glad to know you. I want you to meet Happy Felton.
How do you do, Happy?
Joe, where are you from?
Paterson, New Jersey.
And what's your business?
Well, I did work until the past week. I'm an unemployed butcher now.
You're an unemployed butcher?
That's right.
Would you like to drop up the house for supper and bring a cow with you?
A Sheffield cow?
Well, no. They're for milk. We don't eat those. Thank you, though, for that additional plug, Joe. Tell me, how do you happen to be out of work? No meat?
That's right.
Could you tell me, what does a steak look like? Just describe it for
Well, I haven't seen it so long, I forgot how it looks.
You have?
Yeah.
If things are tougher over in Paterson then for me,
Why,
too.
Of course.
I know they are here. Tell me, when you waited on customers, I want a very honest answer now, Joe. Did you ever put your thumb on the scale?
No.
You never did?
No.
See, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I'm willing to buy the thumb. I'm desperate for meat. Now, talking about your job here for a moment, what do you do for recreation? Let's get away from the butcher shop. Do you play cards?
Yes, I bowl, and I just come from Ebbets Field a little while ago.
You saw the game then?
That's right.
That Franca really threw a beauty, didn't he?
How?
Ah, yes.
I think it was 3 hits.
Uh-huh, 3 hits exactly. The last in the Musial and the last inning. Well, do you think they got a chance to win now?
What do you mean, St. Louis?
No. I'm talking about Brooklyn. Do you think they have a chance to win the pennant?
Well, I don't know, because I figured a St. Louis would win.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I hope and think that I put myself on record with this one. I hope and think they're going to win it. Brooklyn, that is. All right. Now, I'm getting my booze tonight, you know. I'm getting them. The Brooklyn gets them in Ebbets Field. I get them here at the Guess Who show. Now, I want you to tell me about yourself. Do you ever gamble? Do you play cards?
Well, yes, and... I used to, but not much anymore.
Are you afraid to tell your wife when you come home if you lose?
Well, I tell I lose, but I don't tell her how much I lose.
You don't tell her how much? That makes me think of a wonderful Harry Hirschfield story. You know Harry.
Yeah.
He's on the Can You Top This show. A friend of his came up to him and said, Harry, I lost $20 playing cards, and if my wife finds out, she'll break my neck. You got to lend me 20. So Harry gave him the 20, and the friend said, listen, how about lending me 10 more so I can tell her I won? Harry tells it better, believe me. All right, now you saw the Brooklyns this afternoon, but they're not your favorite team, I guess. Do you like baseball in the daytime or in the nighttime best?
Daytime.
Daytime? Do you ever go to night games?
No, I didn't.
Ripley here took a beautiful blonde to a night game last week. During the third inning, all the lights in the park went out. He didn't get to first base either. All right, now, Joe Bink, our butcher from Paterson, New Jersey, I want you to get ready for your Guess Who. It's the voice of one of the outstanding athletes in his field of sport. 10 silver Sheffield dollars. You listen and guess who? It's a different sport, by the way, than we've been talking about.
Generally speaking, the officers and men are in the best possible shape, physically and mentally. Although those two words are so closely tied up, I really don't see why anybody bothers to separate them. Morale covers both very nicely.
Is it boxing?
Boxing is the field.
It is?
It is. This fellow was once in the Marines, and he was also in the Navy. Also a Shakespearean scholar. Always liked a long count.
Billy Conn?
No. No, I don't think Billy is a Shakespearean scholar.
Is he an old-timer?
Well, you might call him an old-timer. He's still in great shape. I'd hate to fight him now myself.
He's still active?
Gene Tooney, you were so close to it, Joe. I ought to give it to you, but I must admit, here's a buck for being right on the business. That's from me. Additional, you get the two. And we'll add the other eight to the jackpot. That was very close, Joe, but I don't believe that you had got it in time. Thanks a lot for playing on the game. Come on up here, young lady. A very pretty young lady in a bright red dress. And what is your name?
Portia Middlesworth.
Portia Middlesworth. Portia is an unusual first name. Where is your home?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
And did your mother name you because of...
Shakespeare? Yes.
She did. She liked the character of Portia.
Yes.
And you live where?
Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I go to school there, too.
Where?
University of Michigan.
How's the football team look this year?
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful, huh?
Uh-huh.
When do they start?
Well, about 2 weeks from Saturday.
2 weeks from Saturday. Mm-hmm. What do you study at the University of Michigan, Portia?
Well, I'm a speech major.
Speech? Yes. Foreign languages?
Well, and radio and mathematics and
Very nice. I used to do very well in speeches, in foreign languages, that is. For Spanish, I had a notebook. For Latin, I had a textbook. And for French, I had postcards. What type of men do you prefer, Portia?
Oh, I like them blonde and real big and tall.
How about they have to fat or lean?
Sort of lean.
Which way do you want them to lean?
My way.
Your way? Well, that's all right, Portia. Am I your type, Portia?
Well, you do.
I do. I don't know why you're so particular, Portia. They say I'm Tyrone Power, Van Johnson, and Humphrey Bogart all rolled into one.
That's true.
Too bad when I'm straightened out I look like this, though. Now tell me, I want to talk music to you for a minute, Portia. Who's your favorite dance band?
Oh, Tommy Dorsey, I guess.
How long have you liked him best?
Oh, I don't know. I change my mind every once in a while.
You
I liked Terry James for a while, but
you
I
did?
Like Tommy Dorsey now.
Did you ever hear my band, Happy Felton? You
no.
never did, huh?
No.
Too young, huh? Too young. Well, it's just as well you didn't hear it. We were known as Happy Felton and his Who's Afraid of Petrilla because this isn't music anyhow, orchestra. Do you like Sammy Kay?
Yes, I like him.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
He has a distinctive rhythm, doesn't he?
Definitely.
Definitely. I don't know whether I like his rhythm or not. It sounds like a filter fish being dipped into a bowl of sour cream. Portia, I want you to win some money now. When do you have to go back to Detroit?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Well, then enough of this chatter. It's time to guess a platter. This is the music of a well-known band leader and... Well, look what interrupted me. Look how I was interrupted. You know what happened?
Yes, sir.
What happened? You act a little excited.
Well, I guess I'll get some money.
You'll get some money. You will if you guess the record. But the reason the alarm clock went off, you were standing here. That means that you win a 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. Look how excited she is.
Oh.
Well, I hope you... Look at your face. Isn't that wonderful? Do you like it?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you describe it to the audience?
Well, it's got a nice little leather strap, and it's square, and it's very modern style, and it's gold. It's real pretty.
She's showing it to the audience. Isn't that nice? All right. Congratulations, Portia. Now, here's your record. It's a band leader. 10 silver Sheffield dollars if you, too, can guess who. Exactly right. Say it again. They didn't hear you.
Charlie Spivak.
Charlie Spivak, sweetest puppet in the business. You knew him right off. Give her the 10 silver Sheffield dollars. She's got the watch,
thank
and you
me.
Also have a chance at the milk pail a little later. Thank you, Portia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, young man.
How are you, sir?
What is your name, please?
Nathan Kirschenbaum.
Nathan Kirschenbaum, and where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn.
And what is your job?
I'm a post office clerk.
Post office clerk. Nathan, how old are you?
I'm 45.
Can you remember back to the old vaudeville days?
Well, I can go back as far as when the palace was open. Not open, but I used to go to the palace in Jefferson on 14th Street.
Uh-huh. Now, I was in vaudeville in those days, you know. You want to be careful. Did you ever see my act?
I wouldn't remember that.
I usually knew where my next... Well, that fixed that joke. I'll throw it right out. You taught me before I got it out. Okay. Now, tell me, did you ever see Pat Rooney?
Yes, sir.
Did you like him?
Yes, sir.
Made a lot of money.
That's right.
Every time he took a step, he made $68. If he accidentally kicked you in the shins, you had to pay him $8.20. He made a lot of money. Did you ever see Milton Berle?
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you see him?
I must have seen him when he was at the Jewish Israel Orphan Asylum at Madison Square.
He does a lot of benefits.
That's right.
Very worthy man. Very good. He used to come on stage and he'd fall into a barrel of cement. Usually booked solid. He was doing all right. Tell me, he's singing in a restaurant over here, you know. And you know where that is, the Carnival?
Yes, the Carnival.
Yeah, he's doing very nicely over there, too. Now, tell me about going back in the old days of vaudeville. You compared the way the women dressed compared to the way they are today. Which way did you like best? The old days when you were a younger fella, or do you like them better now?
I like them the old days better.
You
did. The long dresses.
You've seen a lot of changes.
Yes, sir.
1910, girls wore swimsuits down to their ankles. 1920, down to their knees. 1930, down to their thighs. And in 1940, down to their hips. Yep. Are you looking forward to 1950 by any chance?
Yes, sir.
You are, Nate. All right. Your Guess Who is coming up now, and you can look forward to that. It's a famous comedy trio that you, with your experience around shows, should know right away. The Roaring Twenties. 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Guess Who? A trio.
Being an old NBA man, Artis Paratis. Artis Paratis. I know down well I can do it on Broadway. Oh, what can Broadway do without
all
me?
Right.
No.
You know how old that record is?
Yes, they played it the Silver Slipper.
They sure did.
That's,
you got one of
Jackson and, Jackson Durante and, Clayton Jackson Durante.
Clayton Jackson and Durante. You're exactly right. Now, I'll tell you one. You've got $10 for guessing them. I'll give you a dollar. We all know that. What did Jimmy Durante play?
He plays the piano.
You got an extra dollar. Now, what did Clayton do?
He sang and ran around the floor and jigged.
Well, he jigged. We'll take that. Give him another dollar. What did Jackson do?
Jackson still does his act with him. He runs up and down and sings.
He sings. You're That's exactly right. Give him three extra dollars. He knew what they did. Clayton Jackson Durante. Thank you, Nathan. Stand by for the jackpot. Very good indeed. And now, listen to the guy who claims you can eat and starve at the same time. How's that, Joe?
Well, Hap, by that, what you said, I mean that your body can be starving for proper nourishment, the vitamins, minerals, carbohydrates, and proteins that you need. Sure, you can eat plenty and spend a lot of money on food, but if your diet isn't well balanced, your health is in danger. That's why it's so important to build your family's meals around milk. It reinforces the diet in so many ways. In fact, milk does more for you than any other food and does it more cheaply. Sheffield milk is mighty good drinking, too, with its rich, delicious, country fresh flavor. Now, here's what this all adds up to. Whatever you spend on food, you can't afford not to put wholesome Sheffield milk first and foremost on your family's diet. Serve it regularly for good drinking and for good health.
Thank you, Joe, and step aside, because here's Mrs. Harriet Cuppinger. And where do you live, Mrs. Cuppinger?
Woodside, Long Island.
And what do you do?
I'm just a housewife.
Just a housewife? I think that's wonderful. Welcome to Guess Who. Mrs. Cuppinger, do you listen to the radio very much?
My husband turns it off most of the time.
He does? He doesn't approve of your listening to it?
Well, he likes to listen to it, too, but usually I always turn the quiz programs on.
Do you like this program, Guess
I
Who?
I like them very much.
We were planning on doing this show from Boston, but it was no deal. They wanted us to change the name to Guess Whom. When do you listen to the radio most? During the daytime?
I listen during the day. And
they have any quiz programs on while you're doing the housework?
Yes, quite a few.
Like what one?
Well, let's see now. I like the Daily Dilemma.
Daily Dilemma?
And
doesn't disturb your work? While
no,
you're
not at all.
In other words, while you're doing the housework, you listen to other people cleaning up. Right? Now, when did you get your first radio in your house, Mrs. Cuppinger?
Oh, golly. I don't know.
How long ago would you guess?
Well, about 10 years ago.
10 years? Oh, we had ours a lot longer
than
that.
Well, I mean, I'm only married 10 years.
Oh, I see. Well, then you
wouldn't... I thought you meant in this house.
Oh, no.
Well, no,
no.
We've gotten it quite a while ago.
I said, we had a radio when we had to put up an aerial, you know. We didn't have enough wire, so I attached it to a clothesline. The first time I ever heard a pair of long underwear say, this is WOR 710 on your dial. Thank you. All right, I want you to listen to a record now, Mrs. Cuppinger, and you make your husband listen to this show when you get home, as long as you've been on it. All right, this is the record. This is the voice of a comedy character that you've heard on many, many radio programs. He has a new one of his own now. 10 silver Sheffield dollars if you guess who.
You're so right. Single-handed, I fought 4 brawny lifeguards, ripping, tearing, slugging, crunching, scratching. They were after my wife.
Did you beat them?
No, they opened.
He's on every Thursday night for Maxwell House Coffee with Burns and Allen. He also plays Bugs Bunny and many other characters. Can you tell me what his character... All I want is the name of his part in the Burns and Allen show. What does he play? What do they call him? What do they call him?
Oh, I just can't think.
You know, he comes around... That is the happy postman. The happy postman. And the unhappy postman or the happy postman. His name is Mel Blanc. He also plays Bugs Bunny many other characters. Sorry you didn't know that. Here's $2, but sit down and have a chance at our jackpot in just a few moments. All right. And it looks to me like we'll have to make it jackpot time right now. Time's getting short, and we have to give all our contestants a chance at the 99 silver dollars in the Sheffield Milk Payola tonight. Everybody gets in this now, and if more than one of you win, we'll divide up the money. If no one gets the right answers, we'll carry it over to next week. Now, we're going to play 3 records for you, and the title of each of these songs is a farewell in 3 different languages. You write down the words in each of these song titles that means goodbye. You have to get all 3. So listen carefully. Here's the first one. That was the late Ben Burney's theme song, and it said goodbye in it. Here's number 2, goodbye in another language. Number 2. Here's number 3. Remember, you got to get all 3 to win or we carry it over. Number 3, farewell in another language. Number 3.
Happy will be back with the Payola winners in just a moment. Meanwhile, I'd like to ask you to gather up all the empty milk bottles that you can find and return them promptly. Sheffield needs them desperately. So please, won't you search the house, the back porch, the garage, and return all the empties you can find? Your cooperation will make it possible for Sheffield to continue to supply you with wholesome Sheffield milk.
Well, Joe, one person carries off all the dough tonight. Portia Middlesworth of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Now, don't you want to know the names of the songs? Here they were. The songs were Au Revoir, Pleasant Dreams, Adios, Muchachos, and Good Night, Sweetheart. And that's the way Portia wrote them down, so she gets 99 silver dollars. Congratulations. This is Happy Felton, your Sheffield milkman, saying good night, everybody.
This is Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farms, a division of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.